You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports. It's something that I think all professional athletes, and we have two here today that will speak to this, that across many different sports, the opportunity to play for your country and to win a gold medal or any medal is a wonderful and an honor to be able to do.
That's Roger Goodell talking about it, being able to play in the flag football, well, the Olympics. So I was telling you, like, if Lamar Jackson played in this, do you know how ridiculous it would be? So I played in a lot of flag football leagues in the area. I got to play against Juan Dixon in Columbia. He was quarterbacking the team. And I knew Juan. Like, we've done a couple different events together. So I was rushing the quarterback, and I'm not fast anymore. Like, it was just a spot that I was in. I just had a knack for getting there and pulling flags. And he was ridiculous out there because of the movement of his hips. And I do think basketball players translate really well to the skill position players on football.
Absolutely. You
know, wide receivers, tight ends. I mean, I'll throw quarterbacks and even running backs in there.
That's why he said Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's a great athlete. He's one of the best I've seen in the NBA.
He would be one of the best football players to watch out there. And again, like, talking about it and seeing, especially point guards too, because you constantly have the ball in your hand, and what are you doing? You're catching it on the run, right? Like, here's a fast break. Let me get that, put the ball down, presence of mind, good footwork. It all applies for football. But when Juan was out there playing quarterback, like, great hips, hard to pull a flag. And if you put Lamar out there with these guys, and I'm hoping he doesn't play, it's going to look ridiculous. We had, I talk about all the time, Steve Suter, former Maryland kick returner, wide receiver, played in our flag football league. He had the most amazing 3-yard reception I've ever seen in my life. He made 7 guys on our team miss his flags by jumping back and moving out of it. He made me miss twice. And he got 3 yards out of it because we all, like, converged on him. Because when you see that guy on the other team, you're like, yeah, we're going to pay a lot of attention to him.
Yes.
That's the one guy that can beat us. Because we had a good team out there. But like, when you get out to this type of level of playing and this type of athlete, you take NFL players and put them on a flag football field from a skill position standpoint, they're just going to annihilate everyone. It's not even close to look at how fair this is going to be because of the skill sets that they have. The difference in your catch radius without wearing pads, the difference in your presence of mind to pick up the football, get your feet down because you're not worried about your pads aren't kind of, you know, messing with you or the helmet. It's very different catching a football wearing that gear than not wearing
it. It's also these things that But they'll know because these guys will practice that and they'll be trained. They've played football. I'm sure the guy from other countries, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. However, I did play flag football in my early 20s. I was at same time I was playing college, so probably from like 19 to 20, whatever. Anyway, there's things that people don't know who never play like real football. Like they were amazed. Like I would pick pass. And I was not a ball hawk in my position. I was a monster back in college. I mean, and an outside linebacker in high school.
He's a monster back. Yes. A monster back.
But I mean, but I was picking off pass at the high point and jumping routes because I knew how to. A lot of people don't know how to do that stuff. And you look like, whoa, like that was nothing. It was nothing. I just stepped in front of the receiver and got the ball and went the other way. It's like, I didn't do anything really. But to them, it was like, don't play with a bunch of guys who are just going out to play flag football though.
And I was playing corner in our zone, which I never did, but they needed me to slide in. It was first play of the game and guys were showing up late, mm-hmm. the playoff game. And I make this, what I would like to say, an amazing one-handed interception. And I'm trying to think like, man, I got to look like Odell Beckham on that play. And you watch the replay of it, and you're just a fat guy making a one-hand catch. So it's just nice.
Yes.
But these guys are just so talented. Let's bring in another really talented person. Rashawn in Baltimore, he wants to talk about flag football. What's up, Rashawn?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Hey, speaking of talented, man, you know, I picked up a guest today, man. Got my little brother on, too, man. So, you know, he want to give his opinion, too, man.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Jeremy, man. I heard I was a staple on this radio station, so I had to make a guest appearance one of these days.
Is this Dustin?
This is Dustin.
Oh, man, his little brother. I told him, I mean, you're the talk of the town. Yeah. You're pulling more girls than Rashawn. We know it.
Well, just for clarification, me and Rashawn are not dating, okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, you guys can say what you want, but we know the real deal. So, so what is this power couple doing this morning?
I just put in the work, man. Unlike Rashawn, I actually work.
You work for BG&E too? You work for?
No, he don't.
Oh, would you dropping him off? See, I knew you got. You say not a couple. You're in the same. You dropping him off?
Dropped him off at school.
No, his car broke down. You know his car.
Oh, okay.
Down,
you're so just being a good friend.
I had to drive through Hamden and pick him up. You know,
where are you guys getting breakfast together?
Miss Shirley's right now.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Have a mimosa. I've seen Rashawn drink a mimosa in person.
I love them.
Yeah, they're not wrong with those, man. I can't drink Jack and Coke all the time, man. Like you alcoholics.
The Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but no, Dustin want to give his opinion about the flag football and the Olympics, man.
Go ahead.
I don't have a strong opinion either way, but, you know, where I would side is I don't think the owners have the right to tell the players whether or not they can play for their country. So,
Well, I mean, that's an interesting take. What about you, Rashawn? What do you think?
I just don't want my players playing in there because of the risk of injury. Like, just imagine Dak Prescott tearing a ligament or something like that, man, you know, and hurting the Cowboys' chances of a Super Bowl. So, I don't want that.
That would hurt the chances?
Yeah, that would hurt them a lot.
Oh,
hurt him a lot. We don't Cooper Rush to back him up.
Yeah, you don't have Cooper anymore. That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that,
exactly,
man.
So.
All right, Rashawn, appreciate the call, man. Let me just say this: what Dustin said about that players, you know, owners shouldn't be allowed to tell players they can't go play in this. And it's, I think there's some gray area there because I think you can tell them they can't go because of the contract you have.
You can tell them not to go,
but do you? Because I remember this happened with. The Mavericks didn't want Dirk Nowitzki to play in, not the Olympics, mm-hmm. but it was like, what is it, every 2 years, the World Championship Games or whatever the hell. Is it FIBA? Is that what it's called? I don't know. You'd have to look. I don't know if it was FIBA or not, but he wanted to play in something, and the Mavs said no. And it's happened to a couple of players. But if you invest millions of dollars into somebody, mm-hmm. I think you can tell them they can only work for you. And that's technically
well, the
working.
NHL did it. Mm-hmm. And in 2018 and 22 Olympics, the NHL prevented them from going.
So,
and, you know, they cited injuries, but there's other things, the disagreements with the Olympic Committee. But, you know, well, they now allow it, but they did prevent it one time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.